Let the smoke release from my lungs, nigga.
It is 10:10 a.m. Sunday, August 13th, 2023. This is Dom Rand's podcast. Clap for me. You are now tuned in to another episode. Dom Podcast, Dom Rant's podcast can be found on any podcast platform, wherever you listen to podcasts is at, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast. I can be reached at DOMMY2901@gmail.com. Again, that is DOMMY2901@gmail.com. Please email me. Let me know what you think about the episode. Let me know if you want to link up somewhere, fight, because I talked about your bitch ass Puerto Rican grandma, or made fun of your dumb ass African heritage, or said your fucking brother's a fucking faggot. Let me know. I want to hear all feedback. But what the fuck is good? Sunday morning. No niggas probably still in bed or being woke up by their dumbass kids. Or being woke up by their annoying ass wife or fiance or fucking girlfriend. Let's go to Walmart or Target or Home Depot. Shout out to them niggas, all the husbands, you know, they got to do all the bullshit today. Can't sleep. You might want to watch a little preseason football. But your dumbass daughter wants to go to motherfucking wherever. Or your wife want to go somewhere. Whatever. Nigga, you go back to work tomorrow. You can't never get a day off. But anyway, I had a few things to talk about. Let's just get right into it, man. This is just a... Let's just get right into it. Last week. Last Sunday. Last Saturday, probably last Sunday. Whichever one. Everybody around the world has seen it. The Alabama Brawl. The Montgomery Melee. Where black people a black security guard was doing his job when white people wanted to park their boat or something, and the black dude told him something. White people got out and jumped him. There's all these black people on the marina or wherever they was at, and somewhere in Alabama on some river, some boat. All the black people came and helped them and jumped in, and then it started a whole brawl. Like, man, white people, man, niggas is fighting. Everybody done seen it. Old head motherfucker hit this bitch with a chair. He rocked her shit. I feel like it was very unnecessary, but he rocked her shit with that chair. yeah. Which led to black people can always ruin things all over the internet, all Twitter, especially Twitter. I don't know if you want it, but that shit is annoying. All the memes, the chairs, the this, that, fuck around and find out, concertos and the memes, my ancestors will be proud. Oh my God, it's getting corny. Like, it really is. I mean, it's cool, you know, to see that on camera. But my man's Facebook this shit. He said, his pop said, man, we been having shit like that. Y'all just now seeing it on camera. And I think that's right. Like, this shit been happening, probably. This shit probably happened every other fucking day. Used to. Just now getting caught on camera. Now, when it first happened, I sent it to my mans. And he was like, damn, that shit was sick. Ooh. I said, yeah, my black ass want to help them niggas. At all. I probably would spark the blunt up, open up a bag of chips, cracked open a can of Pepsi and watched. I am not. Yeah, no. Yeah. Now, like I said, me and my man was talking. I'm like, yeah, if you was there and you jumped in, I'd have jumped in. Me just being there? No, I'm not jumping in that shit. I'm not getting arrested in no fucking Alabama prison. I don't give a fuck. Even if I didn't get arrested, I'm not jumping. That's not my battle. I'd have watched how to spark up a blunt and watch that shit. I am not about to get into that shit. I am not my brother's keeper. Especially a nigga I don't know. I don't fucking care. I'm not one of them niggas. I'm not pro-black niggas. Every man for themselves, nigga. Now, if them niggas was Spanish, I hate Spanish people. You already know this shit. I hate Spanish people, nigga. We ride with them Spanish motherfuckers. I beat them fucking ass. Let one of them motherfucking beaners be out there and jump a black dude. It'll be... Yeah. I ought to help that. I ain't getting into your little squabbles with what... Spanish people are the new enemies. Black people, they are our new enemies. Fuck these white people. We still beat up on these white people. Whatever. These Spanish motherfuckers is trying. They're replacing us. The government is replacing niggers with Spanish motherfucking beaners and spicks and grass cutters and leaf blowers and sweaty ass wetbacks. We're being replaced. We're being replaced. They say there are niggas who are happy to be here. They are bringing these fucking spicks in by the thousands. On boats, banana boats, mango boats, cargo ships. These motherfuckers are being brought in by the thousands. They're replacing us. They're a better working class of nigga. Well, they don't work better than us. They just make it seem. They just don't get into anything while they're at work. Like, they can go to work and not get into no beef or no, this nigga, blah, 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 blah. They just go there and just work. So, you know, to the people, they're a better class of working nigga. And they're happy to be here. And, they don't mind working for less. Now, say if I go to an interview and a motherfucking Venezuelan or some bitch ass Puerto Rican right there. You don't even speak English. But first of all, let me segue to that. Like, I was in the AC the other day and I was asking somebody, like, yo, where the fuck is this tower? So I can go to my room. Oh, me no speaking no English. Huh? This is America. I thought you had to speak English to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did it start to not be a requirement to not to speak fucking English to come to have a job? Like, why are you hiring these people who can't work? You're in a fucking Atlantic City, New Jersey. Of course there's Spanish people out there, but you're going to see more white, black, or anything, tourists. And you, you know, speaking on no hablo English. How the fuck do you got a job? How the fuck did you have an interview? Do you understand what I'm saying? You trying to get it? How the fuck these people come over here? You can't speak English. You can't speak no fucking English, but you got a job at a hotel. It's beyond me. And you work with the public. Now, I can see if you worked in a warehouse. You ain't gotta speak too much. You work in a fucking hotel where thousands of people come in and you can't speak English? No. No. There's something fucked up about that. It's something. No. These bitches come to our country. How the fuck do they get corner stores when my black ass can't get no corner store? Like, what are they doing? Did they give them some kind of money as soon as they get off their little boat and try to go register for a green card? Oh, here. Open up a store. Open up a taco spot. Open up an import joint. See what these beaters have. That black people don't. Which why I give to them. Well, most cultures do. They stick together. Them fuckers don't mind living in the same house with a few families. It'd be three families in there. And they don't mind it. They live in harmony. We can't do that, niggas. We can't. Oh, I need my own space. Oh, I'm timeless. I can't deal with this shit. Somebody's always eating my drinking my apple juice or eating my half of my cheese sticks. Who the fuck took my Pepsi? These Spanish motherfuckers be living 18 deep in one house. And be prospering. I so far see it out in New Jersey. These motherfuckers live like the Huxtables. These Spanish motherfuckers live like the Huxtables in New Jersey. I used to see it. They're boring and fucked up. And they were Philly. They all fucking trifling. And that's another thing I want to touch on. These fucking people come over here. Trump wanted to, you know, build the wall. This and that. I'm all for that. But me, I just wouldn't just not let Mexicans and Spanish people, and I wouldn't let nobody, and none of Jamaicans, Africans, Russians, Europeans, Asians. I wouldn't let nobody into this country. Because we damn sure can't go over there and get a fucking citizen and prosper like they is. Now, I bring me back to the Spanish people. All them are poor. You don't even gotta Google it. There is no, I mean, you can if you want to, but there is no Spanish country that is rich. Let me say that again. There is no Spanish country that is rich. Mexico. If you're wealthy out there, more than likely you're a cartel member. That's just point blank period. Let's just start there. Anybody else, you're living regular. You're fucking poor. You make 15 American cents an hour. Is that they're poor. Puerto Ricans are poor. They live in slums. Dominicans. You ever been to Dominican Republic? I got off the fucking plane. Dominican Republic in 2019. I said, yo, I left West Philly for this. I left 57th Street in West Philly for this. It looked like fucking 52nd Street. Looked like 52nd and Market. A bunch of fat ass Dominicans and potbelly Haitians just laying around eating fucking bananas and fucking chewing tobacco and riding on scooters and shit. That's all it was. Lazy ass, poor ass Dominicans standing around in fucking jerseys, basketball jerseys. That's like you wearing Swingmans and Champions, nigga. Like, in clear Air Forces and shit, talking on Razor phones. Like, it's fucking beyond poor out there. I dead ass like, yo, I left West Philly for this. For this shit. Going on vacation in poorer countries, third world countries, to me is like going. You ever been to a college campus? In the city. For the most part, if a college campus is in a city, more than likely you're not too far away from a hood, or you're in the hood. Let me just give an example. Temple University or whatever in North Philly. Great school. People from all around the country come there. But you're smack dab in the hood, because that's what fucking, like, being on them vacations in third world countries is. I said to myself, I'm never going to another third world country again. If I leave out this country, I'm never doing that again. I'm not going to a country poorer than where I live at. I already live in poverty. I'm supposed to be going on vacation and still being in poverty. So I say that, see, going on vacation in them beach towns in these poor ass countries, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Mexico, you go in these resorts and outside is the hood. Oh, they tell you don't leave off the resorts. Be careful if you leave off the resorts. Hey, like, nigga, you in the hood, nigga, you go to the temple campus. It's beautiful. The campus is nice, got real nice stuff in it. You leave out of that motherfucking campus, you are smack dab in the hood. In the middle, in the belly of the fucking beast. And like the old, when I was in Dominican Republic, nigga, got up the joint, said, oh, go nowhere. Don't leave off the joint if you not, you know. I'm like, huh? Like, nigga, it's very poor out there. It was very, very poor out there. And yeah. So they bring that poor shit over here. They're already poor. Venezuelans, Guatemalans, they're already poor. They live in fucking huts and sleep on the floor and all that stupid shit and mud beds and all that. They're poor already. And they come over to these American hoods and with their poor shit. We're poor, but they're third world poor. That's poverty. And they bring that shit over here to New York, to New Jersey, to their sections in Philly, to California, to Arizona, to Texas, to wherever Spanish people live at and reside. I bet if you go to the Spanish side, it's way more fucked up than the black side. See, I'm in Camden, New Jersey, and these motherfuckers are integrated with us. These motherfuckers are just sitting in here like there's no black blocks. I'm from West Philly, like, nigga, we on a block, it's just number of black people. You on this block, you can be black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican. Black, Puerto Rican. Like, yeah. And the blocks in them Jones' areas is more fucked up. My mom grew up out here. My mom is 60. She said, Camden, New Jersey used to be such a beautiful city before these Spanish motherfuckers moved in. Even if I ask old heads around here, I asked the old head black dude, he said the same shit. This city really changed once these Spanish people started integrating, just not from North Camden. I guess just North Camden was the Spanish area. I guess once they start migrating to different parts, that's when the city really started getting more fucked up. You go to North Philly, they got their own neighborhood called the Badlands or this and that. It's a shithole. Fucking shithole. Like, you see, like, rabid raccoons in the daytime. Like, it is terrible because they bring that poor shit over here. They're all poor. And they bring their third world poorness to America. You understand? And now they're bringing in our neighborhoods, playing their loud ass obnoxious music in our neighborhoods, opening up stores in our neighborhoods, restaurants in our neighborhoods that replaced it. Restaurants. So, I say that to say this. Get these Spanish people the fuck out of here. Black people, stand up. If you can stand up against white people in a boat in Alabama, we can stand up against these fucking beaners. Take our neighborhoods back. Make America black again. Make America black again. I'm gonna say it again. Make America black again. Stop going to these Spanish stores overcharging for fucking Sweetwoods. How you charge for Sweetwood for $175, you fucking bitch? These fucking beaners are putting their own taxes on shit. Let's get these fuckers out here. Stop supporting them. Stop going to their Spanish food. Stop listening to Bad Bunny. You don't listen to that shit. I'm going to their Spanish clubs. I'm doing all that, nigga. Black people, let's do better. Build the wall. Hashtag Donald Trump for 2024. Hashtag Make America Black Again. And I'm Dom Ranch, and I'm signing out. Hey!